Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today authorized his foreign minister Shimon Peres to open talks with Palestinians on a ceasefire. The development came after another suicide bomber blew himself up at an Israeli restaurant. Yesterday's blast near the port of Haifa killed the bomber and injured 20 Israelis. That attack came 4 days after the bombing in central Jerusalem that killed 15 Israelis. In the West Bank town of Hebron, overnight clashes between Israeli security forces and Palestinian gunmen left a 7-year-old Palestinian girl dead. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Hello, Peter.
Hello, John.
So we have another effort to arrange a ceasefire. Do you think it's likely to succeed?
Well, there's some severe limitations that make that somewhat doubtful. These are limited talks with deputies only. Shimon Peres is allowed to talk with the deputies, but not with Yasser Arafat. And he's not allowed to talk about anything other than a ceasefire, not allowed to talk about the political issues that Palestinians are very interested in getting to. And the Palestinians have been kind of cool to this latest offer. They want to see the return of key buildings in East Jerusalem before they even begin more talks. There's some suspicion that this is a political move by Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to help keep the Labor Party in his governing coalition. There's been friction between himself and Foreign Minister Peres. Sharon has also invited two other political parties to join the coalition. So here in Jerusalem, there's a lot of speculation about the political aspects of this.
There were no Israeli fatalities in yesterday's suicide bombing. Any idea why this bomb wasn't as deadly as the previous ones?
Well, the main theory is that is because the Islamic Jihad bomber detonated the device outside the restaurant on the patio instead of going inside as the Jerusalem bomber had done on Thursday. And that may be why he was the only fatality yesterday. Israeli media here today was filled with accounts of how the bomber taunted a waitress by showing her the bomb. In the end, there were much lighter casualties here and a much more muted response so far.
No, a muted response from Israel.
Well, today Israel did close the southern border with Egypt in the town of Rafah. That does block Palestinians from entering or leaving that part of the Gaza Strip and the very southeastern part of Israel. Israeli officials also met late last night to discuss what response they would have. They didn't have any announcements as to what they decided. Israel is conscious of the international criticism of its moves after the previous bombing. The U.S. objections were delivered again yesterday by State Department official David Satterfield. So we're really waiting to see what Israel does decide to do next.
Today, the Palestinians called for a day of rage to protest Israel's seizure last week of the Palestinian Authority's offices in East Jerusalem, known as Orient House. What can you tell us about that?
Well, these are called periods throughout the conflict. They happen after some especially violent actions or politically aggressive actions. It involves a general strike. Palestinian shops and homes close up throughout East Jerusalem and the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, and that means there can be large demonstrations. So far, the Israeli forces are very conscious of the East Jerusalem part of this, and they're restricting access to the Palestinian headquarters and Orient House, making it very difficult for Palestinians to get there. So far, these protests have not led to any very large demonstrations, but the Palestinians say they will continue every day.
Thanks very much, NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.